This is a download from Deutsche Welle Radio. For more information, visit our website at dw-world.de.
Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Irene Quayle, and here's what we have for you on this week's programme. And we stay with the subject of climate change for our first story this week. A team of scientists in Brazil is developing a radical proposal that could achieve significant cuts in the emissions of greenhouse gases and at the same time reduce the need to build controversial large dams in areas such as the Amazon. Hydroelectricity is generally seen as a clean green technology, but there's been a growing controversy about the quantity of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, given off by large reservoirs, especially in the tropics. In some cases, it's claimed that poorly designed tropical dams can give off methane with more global warming potential than the carbon dioxide emissions from a power station generating the same amount of electricity from fossil fuels like gas or coal. Now, a team from the Brazilian National Space Research Agency says much of the methane from dams could be prevented from escaping and extracted from the water to produce more electricity. Tim Hirsch reports from Brazil.
Trudging through a sugarcane field to get a good look at this reservoir near São Paulo, it's difficult to see where the waterline begins. The surface is covered by green matted vegetation, and a barge is hard at work trying to remove it. With me is Ivan de Lima, who's part of the Brazilian team studying the methane given off by hydroelectric dams.
These plants are macrophytes. They are floating in the surface of the reservoir. They grow because there are organic nutrients, lots of nutrients. They are trying to remove them because it is also related to the water quality, because they consume oxygen in the water and they also introduce organic matter to produce methane and all this. Especially in the Amazon, when you see these huge areas covered by plants, they are surely connected to methane production.
Can you see those bubbles?
The bubbles?
Oh, yes. We've moved to a bridge just downstream of the dam. It's from this fast-flowing water after it emerges from the hydroelectric turbines that methane emissions may be the greatest.
Gas methane is produced near the bottom, at the sediment layer. And the turbine intakes, water intakes, are very close to this area. That's very anoxic, without oxygen. Deep waters are pressurized. There are lots of pressure in this region. And after passing through the turbines, the pressure is suddenly decreased. And this is the same as we do when we open a bottle of soda. If there is lots of methane, most of the methane will be released just after the dam.
Ton for ton, methane packs a global warming punch more than 20 times that of carbon dioxide. The head of the research team, Fernando Ramos, says large hydro dams make a significant contribution to emissions linked to climate change.
We had an estimate that around of 800 megatons of CO2 equivalent of emissions are connected to the reservoirs worldwide.
Just to put that into context, the total annual emissions from the United Kingdom, for example, are a little under 800 megatons. So it's on that kind of scale.
Yeah, so it's a huge quantity. And our idea was to transform this lemon into a lemonade, if I could use this figure, to transform something that is harmful to the environment in something that will produce clean and renewable energy.
The idea is still on paper, but this air conditioning cooling tower at the Space Research Institute campus uses much the same technology the scientists are proposing to extract the methane. Deep water would be pumped up and turned into a fine spray by rotors floating on the surface, removing dissolved gas instead of heat, as this cooling system is doing.
The methane collecting systems is something like that, but inside a big bag
of plastic. The main difference.
Luis Antonio Bambas, who's designed the technology for the project, says it's also essential to install a system using a submerged membrane or barrier that will prevent deep methane-rich water going through the dam turbines and so avoid that soda bottle effect of escaping gas.
You cannot extract methane if you do not avoid emissions in the dams, because you have not enough level of methane in the reservoir to extract. So you have to stop spillway and turbines, let's say the gas emissions, in order to make the concentration, is to make it possible to extract this methane.
The idea is simple, but it's politically extremely sensitive. If the Brazilian government were to support the generation of electricity on a large scale from reservoir methane, it would have to admit that current greenhouse gas emissions from hydropower, generating some 90% of the country's electricity, are much higher than those officially submitted. But Fernando Ramos says it's an opportunity that must be seized.
We cannot hide from this problem. We have to address it. In fact, it's better to recognize that there is a problem today and to use this methane that is there as a commodity, harvest it to produce energy. And most important, it will reduce the pressure for building new dams in sensitive areas like the Amazon region.
The team estimates that some dams could increase their power capacity by up to 50% if the methane energy were added to the output of the hydroelectric turbines. They're hoping to develop prototype equipment later this year. And with clean power and greenhouse emission reductions at a premium worldwide, it's an experiment that will be watched very closely. Tim Hirsch, Deutsche Welle Radio, Brazil.
And you'll find more Living Planet features on ways to combat climate change in our special dossier on our website, dwworld.de/livingplanet.